This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden says he told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during an hour-long call on Wednesday that the United States will supply Ukraine with an additional $800 million in weapons, ammunition, and other security assistance. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
President Biden, in a statement, says he informed Ukraine's leader he is transferring armored personnel carriers, artillery systems and rounds, and additional helicopters to help defend that country against the Russian invaders. Defense Department spokesman John Kirby says the United States will get all of this to Ukraine as quickly as possible.
We're aware of the clock, and we know time is not our friend.
U.S. officials say the new capabilities being sent to the Ukrainian military are tailored to help counter the wider assault Russia is expected to soon launch in eastern Ukraine. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Russian state media says the flagship of the country's Black Sea Fleet was badly damaged by an explosion. Interfax News Agency says ammunition on board the Moskva missile cruiser detonated as a result of a fire, citing the Russian Defense Ministry. Interfax says all the crew members have been evacuated. The Moskva usually carries a crew of more than 500 sailors. A Ukrainian official earlier said the Moskva had been hit by two anti-ship missiles, but did not give any evidence. The warship played a prominent role in one of the landmark early exchanges of the war when it demanded that Ukrainian border guards on Snake Island surrender. The guards defied the demand in a profanity-laced answer. The blast is yet another military setback for Russia, which has suffered a series of blows since the start of the invasion on February 24th. This is VOA News. Migrants from Nicaragua, Venezuela, Colombia, and Cuba arrived in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday after Texas Governor Greg Abbott promised to send them to the nation's capital after they cleared their federal immigration inspection at the border. The governor's office says this was part of Governor Abbott's response to the Biden administration's decision to end the pandemic-era emergency health order that allowed immigration authorities to quickly expel migrants at the border, even those seeking asylum. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the move a publicity stunt, and the American Civil Liberties Union of Texas called the busing politically motivated. Officials in Shanghai said Wednesday that 6,000 more people have been released from isolation facilities where they were under medical observation to guard against the coronavirus. But the lockdown of most of China's largest city has continued into its third week. About 6.6 million people in the city of 25 million were allowed to leave their homes Tuesday, but some remained restricted to their own neighborhoods. The lockdown has led to growing complaints online of a lack of fresh food, with grocery stores closed and residents unable to obtain food deliveries through online apps. Angry citizens were caught on video screaming in unison from the open windows of their high-rise apartments last week in an incident that quickly went viral on social media. And former Colombian football star Freddy Rincon died Wednesday after he sustained severe head injuries in a car crash that occurred in the city of Cali. Rincon was injured after the vehicle he was driving collided with a bus on Monday. He captained the Brazilian team Corinthians to the first club world championship title in 2000 and was also part of the golden generation of Colombian players who took the national side to three consecutive World Cups in 1990, 1994, and 1998. Freddy Rincon was 55 years old. Repeating our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden says he told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during an hour-long call on Wednesday that the United States will supply Ukraine with an additional $800 million in weapons, ammunition, and other security assistance. Meanwhile, Russian state media said the flagship of the country's Black Sea Fleet was badly damaged in an explosion. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. You can also download an app we have. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.